So I apologize in advance tonight. Maybe the shiur will be somewhat shorter than it usually is because I'm not feeling very well and I have a slight fever, but Baruch Hashem, Harbotzes Toyed is precious to me, and I would not forego an opportunity to teach Torah. And in the schus of Talmud Torah, we should all be fine, and we should be mevaseh b'seiros tovus and yeshuas and nechamos. I don't know whether I should say this or not. But we have a very special person at the shiur tonight, my dear friend Dr. Segal, who I am indebted to profoundly. And I just want to say I'm happy to see you here tonight. We should share many, many wonderful hours of Talmud Torah together.
Me too.
We spent many hours together which were very profound and not very happy. So we should spend many happy hours together in the experience of Simchas HaTorah. In this week's Parsha, Parshas B'Shalach. Yes, so today's shiur is dedicated by our dear friend Reb Shimon Pine, who is one of the prominent members of the shiur, and he doesn't skip, he doesn't miss a shiur, but he's not here tonight. And it is dedicated, it's the first yahrzeit for his late mother, Isha Chashuva Moris Tzepoira Bas Reb Shimon, Shetanuach B'Sholom HaMeshkova. And the Torah we learn tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmosa, she should be a Melitzas Yosha for the entire family. And Reb Shimon and his family should only know Nachas and Simcha Kol Hayomim. So Parsha Shmois Ve'eruim Boi, we learned about Golus Mitzrayim, about the difficulty and pain and suffering of Golus, about the miraculous events that led to the redemption, to the Geula of Mitzrayim. And in this week, Parshas B'Shalach, we learn about Shiras Hayam, the song of praise and gratitude and thanks that Klal Yisrael sang for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So towards the end of the shiur, we will speak a bit about Shiras Hayam, but one of the mitzvahs we learn in this week's Parsha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell the people that they will be having man every day. V'yoyim Moshe Hu Hayoyim, ki Shabbos Hayoyim Hashem Hayoyim, lo timtzu b'sodah. And then Moshe says, Shabbos, you will get a double portion of man. Shvu ish tachtav al yetzei ish memkoimoi biyoyim hashvii. Al Yetzei Ish Memkoimoi B'Yoyim HaShviyah. There are two different interpretations, Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Eruvin. And today we will be discussing the Gemara Masechet Eruvin, Eruvin Daf Nun Alef, Omed Alef. Chazal explain, Al Yetzei Ish Memkoimoi, that refers to the Isur of Tchumin, Chutz L'Tchum. And there are three different opinions amongst the Rishonim. The Rambam maintains Tchumin D'Oraisa. And this is a drasha gemura. Al yetzish memkoim is a lav. And the lav does not refer to hotzah meshus nushus, rishus ram to rishus yochad, or the other way around, but rather one must be confined to his space and we cannot walk out of a city, out of a town, more than alpay mamo. That is the opinion of the Rambam. Sefer HaMitzvos, lo ta'ase shin chof alef. Alpay mamo, Midiuraisa, that's Menatoira. The Rambam, Perikhov Zayin, Halocha Allah, Filchas Shabbos, says no. Alpayim Ame is a Gzeira. Tchumin Diuraisa is Yud Beis Mil, and that is far more than 2,000 Amo. So according to the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, which is the more significant and important sefer, definitely dealing with halachic definition, an halachic principle, the Rambam himself in one of his tshuvas writes that whenever there would be a contradiction between Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishneh Torah, Mishneh Torah has the upper hand. Because the Sefer HaMitzvahs is a Sefer that the Rambam did not write for halacha lemaisa, but rather defining each and every one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. But the Mishneh Torah is halacha psuka, and therefore the Mishneh Torah always overrides other svarim of the Rambam. So the Rambam in Mishneh Torah maintains, yes, Tchumin D'Oraisa, but it is only Yud Beis Mil. Alpayim Ame is a Gzeres Chachomim. Many Rishonim maintain that the more accepted definition of Al Yetze Ish Makoyme is the one we find in Masechet Shabbos, not the one we find in Erevin. And it refers to Moitzi Mereshus L'Reshus. You cannot carry an object from Reshus Adam to Reshus Yochet or from Reshus Yochet to Reshus Adam. And Trumin is the Rabbanon, and it's only in Asmachta. That is the opinion of the Ramban, both in his Hasogas and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the Ramban, Sefer HaMachamas. At the very end of the first Perek in Erevin, the Ramban maintains, Trumin is the Rabbanon. That is also the opinion of the Rosh. Erevin, Perek Aleph, Simen, Chav, Dalet. So this is a machloikis rishonim. Where is the source of the Rambam to assume and to maintain that Chumen is the Uraisa and the more relevant Rosh is the one that we find in Erovin Al Yetze Ish Memkoimoi refers to Chumen? I think two basic sugyas is shas. One is in Yevomis Daf Mem Zayin. And Yevomis Daf Zayin, Chazal interpret and explain the psukim that we find in Megillas Rus, in the very moving story of Rus and Naomi, and many of the halachos of Geirus we learn from Rus. When Rus follows Naomi in difficult times of mourning and of sorrow, and Naomi tries to convince Rus, go back to your people, go back to your nation, my son died, and please, go back home. And Rus says, Ba'asha telchi, I will be with you and I want to be part of your people. And many of the basic halachas of Geirus we learn from Megillas Rus. And Chazal explained the posik when she says, Ba'asher telchi eilech, I will only go where you are permitted to go. I will not stray beyond Tchum Shabbos. So Rus and Naomi are Megillas Rus. It's not Toiris Moshe. But they were far earlier than Chachmiya Mishnah. And most of the Rabbonans were put into place in the time of the Mishnah. So if we find Trumin ben Rus l'Naomi many generations before the beginning of the Mishnah, that seemingly would indicate that it's a D'Uraisa. And it is derived, it is learned from the posting of this week's Parsha, Al Yetze Ish Memkoimoi. That could be one source. The other source would bring us all the way back to the very first Sefer Medivir Kabbalah, Sefer Yehoshua. So in Sefer Yehoshua, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, I don't remember the exact quote. If there is a Sefer Yehoshua here, we could easily quote it. But when Bnei Yisrael were close to Yericho, Yeshua tells, let's put the Orein Alpayim Ama Somuch Le'iyor. And Rashi explains, why Alpayim Ama? Because they were preparing for the battle on Yericho. So Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, Moshe was no longer Rav, so Yeshua wanted the people to be able to go to the Aroin Bris Hashem, to Davin, and to be Ma'or Rachamim. So if it would be Chutzman Alpayim Ama, then Shabbos they can't approach the Aroin. And that is why he said, put it, B'soif Alpayim Ama. So once again, this is Sefer Yehoshua, going all the way back to Kibbush Oretz. And according to Rashi, that is why Yeshua placed the order on Alpayim Ama, because they couldn't go more than Alpayim Ama. So if this is the source, it would prove that Alpayim Ama would be the Uraisa, not only Yud Beis Mil. So if the source is in Yevomis Mem Zayin, in Megillas Rus, we could say maybe it refers to Yud Beis Mil, because the Gemara doesn't say which Trumen. The Gemara only says that Rus says, Ba'asher telchi eilech, I will not stray beyond Chum Shabbos. But if the source isn't Sefer Yehoshua, the Posek explicitly says, Alpayim Ama. So this might be the sources. These might be the sources of the Rambam to maintain that Chumen is the Uraisa, contrary to the opinion of the Ramban and the Rosh, and some other Rishonim that maintain that Chumen is only the Rabbanan. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Chof Dalet, has a very interesting discussion. So, if Truman is the Uraisa, is there a lav al yetze ish memkoimoi, or it would also be a mitzvah to say? Could I have a Rambam zman? So, the Rambam, in the very first halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, the Rambam makes it clear. Then, when one is oyo, when one violates any of the lametes malochas, Besides being goyver alav, he is also mevatel and mitzvahs asay. And that is why Shabbos is defined as a asay velo ta'ase. So I am quoting the very first halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Shvisa b'shvi, memalacha, mitzvahs asay, shenema, uviyoyim ha-shvi'i tishbois, v'chalwoysa v'imalacha, bitel mitzvah asay, v'avar al lo ta'ase, shenema, so the Rambam clearly says, and this is the opening remark, the very first halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Shvisa b'shvi, memalacha, mitzvahs asay, b'yom shvi'i tishbois, v'chalwoysa b'malacha, over b'lo ta'ase. Regarding Tchumen, first of all, let us make this very clear. Tchumen is not one of the lamentas malachas. Tchumen is not a issacharis. There is no mises basin. It is only a lav, and therefore, it is open for discussion. Would it also be a violation of the mitzvah saseh of yom shvi'i tishbois? Or maybe tishbois refers only to malachas. Let's re-examine the very first words of the Rambam. Shvise b'shvi memalacha mitzvahs asay. So obviously the Rambam, how does he define tishbois? Shvise b'shvi memalacha. Tchumen is not defined as a malacha. In the list, Shabbos, Tafayin Gemel, and the Mishnah, Ovas Malochas, Abom Chosrachas, we do not find Tchumen. There are Lamates Malochas. Tchumen is not one of them. So obviously, Tchumen is a lav, but it is not defined as a malocha. And the Rambam says, Shvisa b'shvim and malocha, mitzvahs asay. So I would argue, it's Mefurash and Rambam, that by Tchumen there is no mitzvahs asay. But the Minchas Chinuch argues, maybe it depends on a different machloikis that we find in Rashba, Yevomis Davov. So what do we have in Rashba, Yevomis Davov? So we need to broaden the scope of this discussion. Shabbos, we have Lamates Malachas. But there are a few additional surim in Shabbos which are not in the list of Lamates Malachas. And therefore, no Koras, no Mises Basin. First of all, the concept of Shvisas Behemtoi, which is only an asay, it's not even a lav. Laman yanuach, shorcho v'chamorcho. So a person has a mitzvah, his animals cannot do a malacha in Shabbos. So you cannot rent, is that the right word? Rent? Rent away?
Rent out.
Rent out. You cannot rent out your horse, your cow, your oxen, an animal that the renter, is that the right word? The renter. I know that when we're dealing with loans, it's a lender and a borrower. But when we're dealing with schirus, it's the same. Okay. So, yeah, is that English? The maskia sorry. So you cannot rent out an animal that the soicher should do a malacha because that is shvisis behemtoi. You're not involved. You're not doing anything, but somebody is working with your animal. And that is Shvisas Behemtoi. Concept number two is Mechamer. Mechamer is not when another person is doing a malacha with your animal, but you yourself. So you're not Choresh B'Shor V'Chamor, Talo Choresh Im Abeima. You're either by voice recognition. You shout at the animal. You know, some people that have animals, especially domesticated animals, and sometimes they even know the voice of their owner. So mechamer is when your animal is going to do a malacha on Shabbos and you make it, you know, carry or plow the field or any other malacha by your voice. That is mechamer. That's a lav. But once again, it's not a malacha. It's not koras. It's not mises basin. But it is a lav. So the Rashba has a machlokes with Rabbeinu Yoina mechamer. Is that also a mitzvah aseh of tishbois? Or it is only a lav of loisasa kol malacha atu avincho v'etcho v'emtecho v'gecho asher b'shalecho. That's a lav. That's mechamer. So the Rashba in Yevomis Davov quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says by mechamer there is no mitzvah aseh of shabbosoin because the mitzvah aseh b'yom shvi'i tishbois refers only to malachas. Mechamer is not a malacha. The Rashba disagrees with Rabbeinu Yoina, and according to the Rashba, Mechamer is a lav, and it is also a violation of the mitzvah of B'yoyim HaShvi Teshbois. Mechamer is a Nesav Eloi Seser. So the Minchas Chinuch argues, Kumen would be similar to Mechamer. What do they have in common? What's the common denominator? What's the tzad ha-shovesh shebehem between Tchumen and Mechamer? Both are lavim, and both are not defined as malachas. So according to the Ben Yonah, there is no Shabbosoin by Mechamer, the same would apply to Tchumen. According to the Rashba, Mechamer ha-chabahem toi izoy v'ran ha-nesay, the same would apply to Tchumen. And I argue, no, they're not the same. And one could be machalak lakan or lakan. One could argue, even a Ben Yonah that says there is no essay by Mechamer would agree that there is an essay by Tchumen, and to the contrary, the other way around, even the Rashba that says by Mechamer there is no essay of Shabbosoin, maybe he would agree that by Tchumen there would be an essay of Shabbosoin. What would the reasoning be? So I said they do have something in common, Tchumen and Mechamer. What they have in common is they're both lavin, and they're both not lamites malachas. In the list of lamites malachas, we find neither Mechamer nor Tchumen, but they are different. They're different in their very nature. They're different in their essence. HaMechamer acha behemto is not doing the malocha himself, but he is causing the animal to do a malocha, one of the lamites malachas. So it's malachas Shabbos that are involved. It is malachas Shabbos that are being violated, not by me directly, by means of using the animal, but what we're dealing with is malachas Shabbos. Tchumen is in no way associated with the malacha. Tchumen is a lav entirely by itself. Mechamer is causing the animal to do a malacha. Which brings to mind, maybe, that is the chiddush of Mechamer. When you do a malacha with your animal, in a way it is considered as if you're doing the malacha. Not to the level of Koras and Mises based in. But maybe that is the reason there is Shabbosa in B'yoyim HaShvi Teshbois. On the other hand, by Mechamer, it's the animal doing whatever it's doing. By Tchumen, it is me. No one else. I am the one that goes chutz mi'alpayim amo. So there would be room to argue that maybe regarding Tchumen, even a Ben Yonah would agree that there is an Eser of Shabbosoin, and it's harsher, more chamor than Mechamer. So yes, Mechamer and Tchumen have something in common. Both are alav, both are not a malacha, but they're not the same. And there's room to argue both ways. So we do find a machlokes Rashba and a Ben Yonah. Is there an Esa of B'yoyim HaShvi Teshbois regarding Mechamer? According to the Ben Yonah, no. According to the Rashba, yes. So I could argue that even a Ben Yonah says that Mechamer there is no Shabbosoin, it is because the animal is the one that's doing the malacha, not me. I'm doing nothing. I'm just using my voice. But I'm doing nothing before. It's the animal. By Tchumen, I am the one that exerts that energy, and I'm the one going Alpayim Amen. So maybe that would be B'yoyim HaShvi Teshbois. On the other hand, Mechamer is associated with Lamites Malachas. You are causing the animal to do a malacha, one of the lamites. Maybe that would be Teshbois. So it's not exactly ze keneged ze. And this would bring us to a question in the basic definition of Mechamer. So what is the Isser of Mechamer achar behemtoi b'Shabbos? Is Mechamer associated with Shvises behemtoi, or is it associated with Asiyas Malacha? How do we define the Issa of Mechamer? And we could offer or suggest two different interpretations, two different definitions of Mechamer. One could argue, in no way it is considered as if I did the Malacha. Mechamer is a form of Shvises Behemtoi, but because in a way it involves me, and I am the one causing the animal to do a Malacha, it is more chamor than Shvises Behemtoi. Shvises Behemtoi, when another party does a malacha with my animal, is an assay, Machamez alav. But in essence, the nature is the same. It is not only you that have to have Shabbos as a Yom Menucho and a Yom Shvisa, your animal as well. And Machamer is associated with Shvisas Behemtoi. It's a harsher form of Shvisas Behemtoi because, after all, it is you causing the behemoth to do a malucha and not someone else. Or maybe no. Machamer has nothing to do with Shvisas Behemtoi. Machamer is an adaptation and a harchava of Loisasako malucha. After all, where do we learn Machamer? Loisasako malucha. Ato. Ovincho. Ovitcho, ve'avdecho, ve'amascho, uvehemtecho. So Mechamer is more about your shvisa. So you're not allowed to do a malocha, neither are you allowed to do a malocha by means of your animal. And Mechamer is an extension of loisasek malocha, not an extension of shvises behemtoi. So if Mechamer is more associated with shvises behemtoi, we would say it has nothing to do with but if Mechamer is a form of Asiyas Malacha, then it would be more reasonable to say B'yom Shvi'i Tishbois does apply to Mechamer. In other words, would be Mechamer a harsher form of Shvises Behemtoi or a more lenient form of Asiyas Malacha? That would be the way I would define our question. And I think that, once again, would be a machloikis in Rishayinim. Rashbo, Shabbos Kuf Nun Gimel, maintains that the Issa Mechaber is only your animal, not the animal of another person. It is only your animal that you have the lava of Mechaber. Hagos Ashri, Avoyde Zola, Perakam, Semachov Bey, says, any animal. Shvises Behemte is your animal. That is the very definition of Shvitat Behemto. It is your animal. Uvehemtecho. But Mechaber, any animal. I think that would be the Machlokes. According to the Rashba, Mechaber is an extension of Shvises Behemtoi. So it doesn't apply to any other animal that doesn't belong to you. Agos Oshri maintains, no, Mechaber is an extension of Loisasek Kol Malacha. It is defined and understood as if you are doing a Malacha, so you're not Chayiv Koras, it's not Mises Beisdin. It's not you, but you're causing the animal to do malacha, and in a way, it is as if it is you. And therefore, Mechamer, the Issa of Mechamer, would apply to any animal, whether it belongs to you or not. So, the question of the Mechas Chinuch, is it reasonable to be Medama, Tchumin, to Mechamer, would depend on the two different approaches and definitions of Mechamer that we find in the Rashba, and in Hagoes Ashri. Which brings us to question number 3. Would there be Shvises Behemtoi by Tchumin? So if your animal goes Chutz L'Tchum, and the Behema is Keraglei Habalim, so you're over on Tchumin, are you also over on Leman Yanuach Behemtocho? Is there Shvises Behemtoi by Tchumen? Magen Avraham discusses this question twice. Reish Manvov, he says yes. Shin Hei brings it to Machlokes between the Darka Moshe and the Levosh. So the Magen Avraham and some Shin Hei says that there's a Machlokes Darka Moshe and Levosh, whether there would be Shvises Behemtoi by Tchumen. What would be the Machlokes? So obviously, Shvises Behemtoi refers to Melachos Shabbos. If there would be Shvises Behemtoi by Tchumen, it would be reasonable to argue there is B'yom Shvi'i Tishbois, because Shvises Behemtoi is a form of Shvisa. And if we are Mitzuven Shvises Behemtoi by Tchumen, it would go without saying that when you go Chutz L'Tchum, you're over and beyoim hashvi teshbois. According to those poiskim that say, no, Shvises Behemtoi has nothing to do with Tchumen. Shvises Behemtoi is only malachas, and Tchumen in no way is associated with a malacha, then it would be reasonable to say If there is no shvisas behem toy beitrumen, there also would be no beyoim hashvi'i tishpois regarding trumen. So I think this is the closest we could get dealing with the question, would there be a bitul mitzvah to say when a person goes chutz betchum, would he be over on biyoyim ashvi tishpois, which is a mitzvah to say? So basically, I would go back to the opening comment of today's shir, and the Rambam, I was medayik in the very outset of the shir, the Rambam writes in the very first halacha, when a person, the mitzvah assay of biyoyim ashvi tishbois refers to malachas and only to malachas. As we saw in the very first halacha, shvisa b'shvi, malacha mitzvahs assay. Coming back to the beginning of this year, we mentioned the machlokes between Rambam and Ramban. Is tchumen d'oraisa or tchumen d'rabbanan? And the main opinion of the Rambam, and the Rambam follows in the footsteps of the Rif, as in many other sugyas in halacha. The Rambam was a great admirer of the Rif, and many of his rulings are based on the Alfasi, Rabbi Yitzchok Alfasi, the Rif. And the Rambam and the Rif are the ones that say, Yud Beis Mil is the Uraisa, Alpayamame is the Gezeira. And the Shir of Yud Beis Mil is to be found nowhere in Bavli, the sources in Yerushalmi, Peregimel, Halacha Dalet in Hilchas Eruvin. So it's based on the Yerushalmi. So why does the Ramban reject the Shir? Because the Ramban argues it is nowhere to be found in Bavli. And we base halachic ruling on the Bavli and not on the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi does say that Chumen D'Oraisa says Yud Beis Mil, and that is the Psak of Rif and Rambam, as we quoted at the beginning of this year. So the Minchas Chinuch has an amazing comment, and it's a spark of genius, as always in the Minchas Chinuch. And he says, this is a paradox, but according to the Mandumet Chumen D'Rabbanon, Chumen is Chomor Yoter Masher Mandumet Chumen D'Oraisa. How could that be? Because if Tchumen D'Oraisa, that is Yud Beis Mil. And Yud Beis Mil, according to the Rambam, no asei, no shvisa, because shvisa is only malachas. Shvisa me malacha, mitzvah asei, shiyema biyoyim shvi tishbois. That's the Rambam we quoted at the beginning of the year, and once again, just a moment ago. So if Yud Beis Mil is only a lav, and it's not a mitzvah to say, and it's d'oraisa, it goes without saying that alpayim ama, which is a gzeira oto yud beis mil, is only a lav derabonan. It's not an asay derabonan, only a lav derabonan, because it's a gzeira. According to the Ramban, tchumen derabonan. If tchumen derabonan, maybe it is an asei velotasa midrabonon. Like all the other shavusim. Like all the other things that are midrabonon and Shabbos. So just like we find asei velotasa diuraita, we also have equivalent definitions asei velotasa derabonon. So argues the Mechas Chinuch, if tchumen derabonon, that it's not a gzera otu Yud Beis Mil, because Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabbanan according to the Ramban. There is no Tchumen D'Oraisa. So why would we differentiate between Tchumen and all the other Shavusim on Shabbos, which are the Rabbanans on Shabbos, which are an Asay Velo Tase the Rabbanan? But if Tchumen Yud Beis Mil D'Oraisa, so Alpay Mama cannot be an Esav Eloi Sesa, because Yud Beis Mil is not an Esav Eloi Sesa. So according to the Mandum Chumen D'Oraisa, Yud Beis Mil, Alpayamama would only be a lav derabonan. If we assume that Tchumen derabonan, and there is no Tchumen D'Oraisa, then probably Tchumen would be an asay velo tase derabonan. So this is a paradox. Ramandum Tchumen derabonan, Yud Beis Mil, Chomer Tveim, Ramandum Tchumen D'Oraisa. Where does this take us? Nowhere. But it's interesting. As many paradoxes in halacha, it's an interesting comment. And it's a hechatinza. The tchumen derabonan, chomer tveim, tchumen d'oraisa. And that is typical of the Mechas Chinuch, who was a great ilui and a great genius. So there are many halacha questions regarding Trumin, but as I apologize at the beginning of the shiur, I think I won't go on very long today, but many of the halacha lamaisa questions are associated with people that have a heter to go chutz l'tchum. Doctors, nurses that need to arrive in a hospital Shabbos, and you know, in Shari Tzedek, we have non-Jewish drivers bringing nurses back and forth to the hospital and back home. And we are matior amir l'anochri because atira soifa mishim tchilos, and that's a big discussion into itself, and maybe sometime because of we will discuss it. So Truman refers to your objects and not only to yourself. So the nurse has a heter to come to the hospital because she's needed in the hospital, and she and her job is pikuach nefesh. What could she bring along? Because any of your objects, any of your belongings are also bechlal tchumin. And that is a very burning and relevant question. So what could you bring along? Goes without saying that your clothing is botel elaguf. You know, wherever you could go, you don't go naked. And therefore, your clothing is botel elaguf. But what could you take along? Could you take along food? Could you take along a sitter? Could you take along, you know, some basic needs? Could you take along a cell phone if it might be needed? So these are relevant halachic discussions that I'll look for an opportunity in the near future maybe to further discuss. So this week is Parshas Bishalach. And as I said in my opening remarks, so on Parshas Boy, we're Zeicher to the culmination of Aseres HaMakos, HaMakos B'Chodesh. And this week, Klal Yisrael, after hundreds of years of Golus, finally leave Eretz Mitzrayim. And up to the last moment, they're still in terror. After they leave Mitzrayim, Pare once again gives chase. Hashem Yelochem Lochem V'atem Tachishun. And finally, we say Shir HaSeir. And Chazal say in Medrash, Miyoyim Shenivro Ha'olam, Omer HaKodesh Bohu, כשאמרו ישראל שירו על הים, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, מיום שברוסי העולמי לא היה אדם שאמר לפני שירו. I salvaged Adam הראשון, after the חטא ועץ הדעת, ולא אמר שירו. הצלתי את אברהם אבינו מאור כסדים, מכבשן אש, ולא אמר שירו. הצלתי את יצחק מנו הקדה, and he didn't say שירו. And יעקב אבינו was salvaged and saved from Esau, from Laban, and neither did he say שירו, Ad sha'omdo yisor alayam, and they said shir. Therefore, that moment was so holy and so special. Od amru chazal and medrash rabba and in other midrashim. Nochein kisacho me'az me'olam oto. Chazal say nochein kisacho me'az. Az is az yoshem moishe seshiru azayis. מיום שברוסי עשי עולמי, הוי הוא עולם מסרוי פייף. And the world, the pillars of the world, were not strengthened and solidified עד שאומרי ישראל שירו על הים, and that is what the Pasuk says. נכון כיסחו מאז, כיסו של הקודש ברוך הוא נכונו מאז, אף על פי שמעולם אותו. And that's a new interpretation of the Pasuk. Nochen kesach me'az me'olam otam. What is so special about Shira? The Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Boy, and that's an amazing statement, just proving the godless of the Ramban, who was one of the greatest of our Rishonim. And I'm quoting the Ramban. He says, Tachlis ha'yetzira ha'rishoino. Tachlit ha'briya. Tachlit ha'yetzira ha'rishoino. Ve'ein le'elyon chayfetz betachtoinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs nothing of this world. Ki im only. She'yeda ha'odam v'yodeh le'elokov shebaroi. All that Kodesh Baruch Hu expects from this world is the appreciation and the gratitude of man, of the Jewish people. Tachlis ha'yetzir ha'rishoinim, ve'ein la'elyon chayfetz v'techtoinim, ki'im, she'yeda adam, v'yudeh, la'alikov shebaroi. Did anybody say this before the Ramban? Yes, the Novi Yeshayo in Perek Mem Gimel. Amzu yutzarti li, tihilosi yisapelu. Rashi, the Radak, and all the others explain. Amzu yutzarti li. I created this people, this nation. Why? Tihilosi yisapelu. And that is our mission in this world. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyeda ha'odam v'yodeh le'elekav shabarim. And by Shiras Yom, it was so tangible. It was so obvious that Chazal say, Tinoik ha'yomara be'etzba. They pointed their finger and said, Zeh keili v'advei. As if there was zecher to the greatest revelation, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is actually what Chazal say in Mechilta. Ra'aso, and Chazal speak about vision, about seeing. Ra'aso shivcho alayam, ma shelo ra'a Yecheskel v'kol ha'neviyim. And why do Chazal specify Yecheskel? Because of all the neviyim, Yecheskel was the one that experienced Ma'aseh Markava. And Yecheskel describes his revelation and its prophecy, Ma'aseh Merkava, as if seeing Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the closest one could get to seeing and experiencing the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why Chazal stressed, Ra'ata shivcho liyam ma'aseh l'ro yecheskel v'kol ha'neviyim, v'hoyumarim be'etzva v'oymrim zeh keili v'yan ve'yu. And that is the tachlis of the Briyan. Sheyeda odom v'yudeh, Le'eloikov Shibaroi. Like the Novi says, Amzu Yutzarti Li Tihilosi Yisapeiru. And that is why our minig is. It's not found in the Gemara. The earliest sources are the Tkuvis Agoinim and the Rambam. The meaning to say Shir Siyam every day by Psuka de Zimra. It is a relatively new minag. It is nowhere to be found in Talmud, neither in Bavli nor in Yerushalmi. But our minig is to say Shir Siyam every day. And why? Just like we say Kriya Shema every day. Lekabel Or Malchus Shemayim, we say Shira Siyam every day. And that proves the centrality and the importance of Shira, of gratitude, of singing the song of gratitude and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why we say Shira Siyam every day in Psuke de Zimmer. What is different about Shira? Chazal say, oh, the magician didn't say Shira. No one said Shira till Shira Sayam. How about Leah? When Yehuda was born, doesn't the Pusik say Leah says, Hapam oides Hashem? She gives thanks. She thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The others thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times. Shira is different. Shira is more sublime. Shira taps any other expression of tefillah, of bracha. So one of the great Hasidic masters, the Be'ei Mayim Chaim, wrote three sforim. Be'ei Mayim Chaim ala Toyla. Siduroi Shel Shabbos, which is dedicated to Kedushas HaShabbos, and Shara Tefillah. Shara Tefillah explains the 10 different levels and 10 different expressions of Tefillah that Chazal tell us. But Shira taps them all. So the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Chof, Ein oimrim halal balayla. You don't say halal balayla. We only say halal by day. Sholosh Regalim, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, we only say halal by day. Once a year we say halal balayla. And that is balayla seder. Everyone says halal b'seder HaKodesh for Pesach. Sfardim, Chassidim, say halal by Tfilas Arvis with a bracha. And this is a question discussed by the Ran, quoting Rav Hai Goin, going back more than 1,000 years to Rav Hai Goin. And the Ran quotes Rav Hai Goin explaining, Leil Pesach is different. It's not halal, it's shira. So what does Rav Hai Goin mean when he says it's not halal, it's shira? It's the same psukim, same prokim in Sefer Tehillim. We say exactly what we say in Chanukah. or in Yom Tov. So why does it stand apart? So whenever I speak about Shir, I like to tell a Hasidish story, because generally I love Hasidish stories. They're so full of warmth and fire. And many times when I say Hasidish Shavuot, people say, is that Pshat? Of course it's not Pshat. It never was meant to be Pshat. Wasn't meant to be pshat. All Hasidish Torahs are rochik min pshat vekorei velalev. So the story goes like this: Reb Uri Mestrelsk passed away, and what was unique about his avodas Hashem was his davening, and he davened with tremendous slavis, clapping his hands and stomping his feet and shouting. And that was the way the Divrei Chaim davened. That was the way the Kloisim of the Rebbe davened, my Rebbe, Moiri v'Rabbi. That was special about the Strelitzker. Before he passed away, he said, there's a big tzaddik in the Ukraine, a young tzaddik, who's a great tzaddik. And he said nothing more. And when he passed away, the Hasidim saw that as some kind of a legacy. And they were out to look for that tzaddik and being part of his chotzah. Lakhu li adam et makel hanidudim v'avru me'ir le'ir u'mekfar le'kfar, from one chotzah to the other. And nowhere did they feel, this is it. They didn't feel any spiritual connection until they arrived in Ruzhin. And they spent a day with Rabbi Yisrael, and they felt so uplifted, and he was young. And Ruzhin was in the Ukraine, so they felt, this is the one. So they went into the Rebbe, and they told him the story. Our Rebbe passed away, Rabbi Uri of Strelsk, and we would like you to take us under your wings, and we want to be part of your flock, and you should be our Rebbe. And Rabbi Yisrael looks at them and he says, I'll be very embracing, but there's one big problem, which is, you know how we daven in Ruzhin, Bekoil de Momodaka. All the Rebbes, Rabbi Yisrael and all his grandchildren, daven without any itpalut chitzonit. So Rav Rotenberg writes up your Zeit letters. You could ask him, he knows all the Hasidish Rebbes. So that was the regime. So Rabbi Saul tells them, you can't be part of our group because you make so much noise. That was the derech of your Rebbe. And it's a holy way. It's your derech. But it is not what we do. And they said, we promise, it goes without saying, if we're going to be part of your group, then we will act in an appropriate fashion. We will need to have your minhag. So he said, okay. The first Shabbos they came was Parshas B'Shalach, Shira Sayam, Shabbos Shira. Berachas HaShachar was peaceful and quiet. Psukah de Zimra, there was somewhat, you know, something obvious, or something was in the makings. When they arrived at Shira Sayam, it was like hell broke loose. And they clapped their hands and stomped their feet and shouted out loud, Ozu Shemesham, when it came to Nishmas. When Shachas was over, they felt awful. And they just waited. They couldn't wait till Moitzei Shabbos. And they took off their shoes, Kedin Menuda, and they went into the Rebbe crying and apologizing. He said, we tried, but please don't be angry with us. And if need be, we will just go elsewhere. The Rebbe should just be Michael. Shouldn't have Ikpeda. And he said, everything is okay. But they said, we clapped. So the Rebbe told them, I asked you not to clap your hands, but when the hands clap by themselves, that is not what we spoke about. So please stay. Shira is when a heart overflows with simcha and with gratitude. So Rashi says, "Az Yoshi Moshe, Olo Belibo Yishayimer Shira," and the Maral and Gur Arya says, "What does that mean? Olo Belibo Yishayimer Shira?" So obviously, Rashi wants to be Miyasha Vekasha. "Az" is in the future tense. So what does it mean, as Yoshia Moshe? As Shar Moshe. It is then that Moshe sang the song of praise. Yashir, as Yoshia, is in the future. So Chazal say, we will once again say Shir Eliyosad Lovi Mekan Remez Vetchias Amesim and HaTorah. But that's not Pshat. So Rashi obviously wants to explain, as Olo Beliba Shia Mashir, even before he said Shira, but Olo Beliba. But once again, so what's the Chiddush? Everything one does is Olo Beliba. So if Masa B'Machshava Tchila, that what defines human beings. A person does what he intends to do, and he plans in advance what he will do. So the Maral says, Olo Beliba Shia Mashir. That is when Shira is said. Shira lo ne'emeret, shira lo omrim, shira mitparetzet min alev kasher halev ole al gdotav. And that is what is unique about shira. So my understanding of Haigon would be, when you say Hallel, you must say Hallel by day and not by night. But when Hallel takes the form of shira, you cannot decide when to say shira. When your heart overflows with gratitude and with simcha and with praise, that is when you say Shira. Like the Streleski Chassidim, they had no control. Their heart just overflowed with his Lahavis and with his Pilus. So, just happened. That is what is unique about Shira. And that sets Shira apart from Tefillah and Brocha and Halal and Eidoya. Olo Beliboy Sheyoyma Shira. And therefore, Balela Pesach, when we remember the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and our heart overflows with thanks and with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot control and decide when to say Shira. So sitting at the Seder night, that is when we say Shira. Olo Beliboy Shiyoyma Shira. So Shira and Halal and Eidoya are so central to Yiddishkeit. Am Zu Yotzar Tili. Tehilosi Yisapelu. And that is what we're all about. So there were 12 Shvotim, 12 tribes. And we find in Medrash, Yehuda ato yoducho achecho. So the Gemara says, it's not the Gemara, it's a Medrash, that in future generations, no one will be called Ruveni, or Shimoni, or Zvuloni, or Godi. They will all be called Yehudi. And it is Yehuda, his name, will become the name of the entire nation. That is in the Medrash. And that is Yehuda Atu Yoducha Achecho. But the Medrash doesn't explain why. So why was Yehuda Zoicha? That his name ultimately will be the name of the entire people. It is because his name, more than all the others, expresses Hapam Oide Es Hashem Amzu Yotzarti Li Tehilos Yisapere. That is the essence of Klal Yisrael. So we don't say Halal and Purim. Why don't we say Halal and Purim? We say Halal and Chanukah, but we don't say Halal and Purim. And why is that? So on Megillah Daf Yudalet, the Gemara says, Kriyosa Zuhilula. We say, we read the Megillah. And the Megillah is a form of Halal. And that's strange, because in the entire Megillah, there is not one pasuk, one expression of thanks, or praise, or gratitude. Megillah says there is a story, and nothing more than a story. There is not one expression of thanks and gratitude. So how is Kriyusa Zuhilila? And I say, you have to be blind not to see it. Of course, the entire Megillah from beginning to end is one expression of thanks and gratitude. Because Megillah says there is the only Sefer in Kisvei HaKodesh in which our people are defined and described as Yehudim, nowhere else. That's only in later generations. In Tanakh, nowhere are we called Yehudim. We are called Yisroel. We are called Ivrim. It is only a Megillah Sester from the beginning to the end. So yes, it's concealed, it's hidden, but it's obvious. It's obvious. It is only in this Sefer Mekol Kisvei HaKodesh that we are defined and described as Yehudim. And that is Hoidoyim. That is the ultimate expression of Hoidoyim. And that is why all Klal Yisrael, all the 12 tribes, ultimately, we are all part of Yehuda, because the name Yehuda is what defines us more than any other name. Hapam Oides Hashem. And that is our mission. That is our mission in this world. To see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on every day of our lives, to give thanks and gratitude. Al kol neshima u'neshima tehallelujah. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every day, especially for the days of calm and peace and serenity and nachas and simcha, but even in different days as well. Chai v'odim l'vorach ha'arok, Hashem sh'arvorach ha'toiv, v'kiyecha delemrini v'simcha. So let us thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each and every day. And every day when we say Shir HaSayam, we should also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every peaceful day of nachas and simcha and good health. And that is the essence of what Yiddishkeit is all about. Sh'nezkeh l'hoides u'lahalom, and we should be zoche b'korah b'yomeinu to tchiyas ameisem, and as Yoshi Moshe, we should once again sing the song of thanks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al ge'ulaseinu v'al pedus nafsheinu b'bi'as goel tzedek b'mheiru v'yomeinu. Amen. Thank you.